whenever the parent of a child is bringing that child to Hong Kong to live, and the parent is asking the immigration department to grant some kind of residence permissions for the child to live in Hong Kong, that child of the previous relationship will need to be clearly in the lawful custody of the parent that is seeking the Hong Kong Immigration Department's permission for the residence in Hong Kong to commence. Now, the Immigration Department will colloquially term this as a custody certificate, but in actual fact what they're looking for is any legal evidence that you do have legal custody over the child, and that the other parent or the other party that's carrying parental responsibility for the child has no objection to the child being brought to live in Hong Kong. So the kind of documentation that the Immigration Department will be satisfied with usually amounts to, for example, on the final arrangements of divorce, where the court has sanctioned the divorce and has stipulated what the custodial arrangements for the child are going to be. And that document clearly states that the party bringing the child to Hong Kong has lawful custody of the child, and that perhaps that legal document does stipulate that if the child is to be taken out of its home country, then further permissions of the court will be required to enable the child to be brought out of that country. If there isn't such a document that has been granted on divorce, it could be that the parent that is remaining outside of Hong Kong will agree to swear an affidavit that he has no objection or she has no objection to the child being being brought to Hong Kong. Effectively, the onus is on you to ensure that the Hong Kong Immigration Department can be satisfied that that the child, in a sense, isn't being kidnapped from their home country, and that, for all practical purposes, that all the parties concerned with the well-being of the child agree that the child can, in fact, be in Hong Kong with you, their mother. So that's effectively what's required, and depending on the country that you're in, the nationality that you are, I should say, the nature of the documentation will change. But that should give you an idea to be thinking about what will pass muster with the Immigration Department to allow them to grant you the residence permissions that you're looking, so that your daughter can join you in Hong Kong.